This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Last week, we talked about vision boards, and today we're going to talk about it again. Obviously, this is something that I am very, 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 very passionate about. I feel like I've talked about it almost every episode, if not every month at least. But so basically last week, we dissected the beautiful vision board I made last year. That complements my 2025 vision boards. And looking at it, I feel like this is my life, you know? I definitely created something that I wanted to focus on, and I have at least made progress towards moving into that life that I want for myself. So today we're going to talk about the process of creating a vision board for yourself, why it's helpful to think about the steps, because if you skip all of this and you go straight to Pinterest and try to find pretty images, it, you know, wouldn't work for you. But how I start my vision boarding process is by journaling. So if you don't know, journaling is a very, very important tool for your well-being if it works for you. So I had a chat with a couple of friends and they said that, you know, they tried journaling. They tried to put their feelings down in a piece of paper or a diary. They felt nothing. And that's fine. I guess the thing is, it's really not for everyone, and people have different ways to process their emotions as well. To me, I feel like it's because I've been doing it for a while now. You know, I can recall my first diary at the age of 5 or 6. But for some people, I realize, especially with my friends, they don't journal, but they like to like get together with us and they like to like talk and just like tell us all of their problems, which is good for them because they find that that's a really good output to process their emotions. But for me, I don't like doing that with people. I feel like I'm just too of a mess to be opening up like, you know, a can of worms in front of people I probably don't want. I don't want them to see that raw version of me. But yeah, obviously there are so many ways for you to process your emotions. If journaling isn't for you, I'm sure there are other ways. You just need to find them. But my process of vision boarding has always been just starting your process by describing or looking into different aspects of your life. And to me, I have around 5-ish core areas that I love to include. The first one will always be well-being. Well-being is very important to me. It's one of my values. And so I will always put this at the forefront. And it can be, yeah, how do you want your well-being to look like next year? And feel free to write this down in any shape or form that you prefer. It can be like bullet points or like a whole sentence. But for me, I prefer like, you know, bullet points and just expand things. And then it becomes like a whole block of lines. But do you want to take care of your sleep? Are you sleeping better? Sleep is so important. I realized that, you know, if it doesn't matter how hard you train at the gym or how clean you eat, but if you don't sleep well, if you don't have a good sleeping health, like all of that is just like completely useless. Well, not completely useless, but sleep is so important. That's what I want to say. I definitely have struggled a lot with my sleep in the past during university years. I definitely needed a lot of help to sleep better. I just couldn't, you know, shut off my brain. But now, now I have a problem waking up. So that's a different issue. But sleep is so important. Is that something you want to work on this year? What types of food nutrition are you hoping to include in your life next year? What sorts of movement do you want to include in your life? Hopefully you found a type of movement that you enjoy. I definitely struggled with this in the past because I never found a social sport that I enjoyed during school. So I would always, you know, sit on the side and just watch my friends play netball and things like that. And also, I don't think there were many options then for girls to try sports if it's not like running or netball, in my opinion, in my experience as well. But, well, anyway, now I realize that I really enjoy reformer Pilates. I really enjoy body balance and, you know, just those aspects of yoga. Not like the spiritual side, but like the movement side of yoga. I also enjoy dance. So I'm really focusing on those aspects of movement that I enjoy. I'm not going to force myself to run because that is not something I enjoy. Maybe it works for you. But you won't see like run a marathon on my vision board, at least for now. Faith and spirituality is also under well-being, at least for me. So if that's important to you, definitely think about how you want your spirituality or your faith to complement your well-being next year. You should also include something around what are the ways you want to reduce your stress levels. What are the activities, the mindful activities that you enjoy that you want to do more of? Because, you know, as adults, unfortunately, time is the enemy. No, time is what we are lacking of right now because there's just so much to do and we have all these responsibilities. But if you try to include the hobbies or your passions, your things that aid your well-being into your vision boards, and also you include that in your schedule, in your planner or whatever, or, you know, just have something that reminds you that, oh, that's something that I like doing, and you do more of that, it's going to help you and distract you from the stresses of life. If it's not going to solve your issues, at least it will help you to think about, you know, the simple pleasures of life. So that was the first area, well-being. And I feel like there's so much more to well-being that I haven't even included. Things like, boundaries. That's something that I quite struggle with, especially in a Malaysian household. Mental rest, if that's something that is important to you. Regulating your emotions. So there's definitely a lot of ways to think about your well-being. Just write them down. If it's important to you, write them down. The next core area to include while you're journaling, before starting your vision board, is purpose. And this is very important to me because I prefer to live a life that is purposeful, that has meaning. I definitely can't do mahi or do any sort of work that doesn't mean something to me. Like, I can't even fake it. So your purpose can be from your career. It can be from your studies or, you know, literally anything that is giving you purpose right now. But, you know, what do you want for that aspect of yourself? What is your purpose? That is such a big question. So let's try to break that down. Instead of asking yourself, what is your purpose? Ask yourself, what are the skills that you think you can contribute to society? What makes you happy? What are the things that you think you can make, you can get paid for? Because unfortunately, we do live in a capitalistic world, so we do have to think about money in some sense. What is meaningful work to you? So these are the questions that you should ask yourself when you are thinking about your purpose. It doesn't have to be like job titles that you want to get, because, you know, learning now as an adult, like, those titles don't mean as much as the actual job of, you know, the actual work that you do. So, you know, what sorts of projects do you enjoy doing? Is there anything creative that you, that makes it meaningful to you? What are the things that you've done that you're quite proud of? Has there been any moments at work that just really stuck with you? What are some times when you felt most confident at work or in your studies, or any papers that you've done at university that really made you curious about the world or curious about how things work? Because to me, I remember feeling this way when I took my first psychology paper, and also when I took my first gender studies paper, because maybe I have talked about this like a million times, but I started my degree in anatomy and I switched it to a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and Gender Studies because I realized that I was a lot more interested and I had a lot more questions about my psychology and my gender studies paper. So making that switch was one of the best decisions I've made in my whole life. So just think about those moments where you feel interested in something or you had more questions about something. You were following your curiosity. So what were those things? Also think about the times when you feel like you are contributing to society in a way that is like meaningful work. You feel like you've shared your gifts. So those are the questions you do need to ask yourself. And, you know, this is something that does take a lot of work to just, you know, dig deep and ask yourself what is really important to you. Relationships and community is also very important to me. I feel like it's something that I have taken for granted when I was living in Malaysia, but now that I live here and we really have less people to care about, we really take importance of the people here, and also supporting one another when someone's in trouble or anything. So healthy friendships, having supportive people, what are those people for you? Thinking about how you can support your community, what are some ways you can help and be there for them? And that may or may not be related to what brings you purpose, but it might just be, you know, just spending more time with your neighbors or saying hi to the people on the bus and things like that. Because as people are social beings, it really helps with, you know, feeling more confident in society and not feeling that sense of isolation. And overall, it just helps with the well-being and feelings of belonging in general. I definitely have healed a lot of this in the past, especially, you know, being new to this country. It's the only, really, the only way of feeling more belong was to actually be part and just, you know, force yourself to be part of the community. And that might be through volunteering or making new friends. So if that's something that is important to you and you want to include in your vision boards, definitely put them in. Lifestyle is a area that I included because it, to me, it fits like literally everything else that I couldn't fit into a core core aspect area. So it means like, what does my state of environment looks like? Is my room clean? Is everything organized? What do I have on my bedside table? Oh, books. Why am I a reader? You know, just thinking about like the things you see every day. Is it reflecting the person you want to be in your life? And it's, this is probably the most materialistic part of this vision boarding process, because you have to think about the things that you own and the things that you have, and also the things that you probably don't need to have as well. So having like, are the clothes in your wardrobe reflective of the person that you want to be? Do you have time to, you know, do the chores around your house? Have you been prioritizing the state of your space? Because to me, I feel like if I am mentally all over the place, my space becomes that as well. So definitely make some time to have a look at making your space, yeah, instead of like cleaning your space, you think about organizing your space in a way that you want your future self to be. And that's huge, but it also means decluttering things that you no longer makes you feel like yourself, or maybe you're keeping things as memories when they should stay in the past and not, you know, not in 2026. So there's definitely a lot to do there. And I wish you all the best, because this is something I want to do as well. I've been keeping a lot of things that used to be on my desk in like a box, and I've just really shoved everything under the bed. So I feel like I really need to open that box and see what's inside, whether or not it's worth keeping or gifting or repurposing them as well. So some of the mistakes that people make when they create a vision board. So after you do all your journaling, now you know what you want for next year. Go onto Pinterest or literally, you know, Google search or anything that has where you have access to lots of images, and just find those images that describes the aspects of the life that you want for next year. So for example, if you had something around health, literally just search on Pinterest that specific health goal, and then there's like a million images of other people doing what you want to do. And just save that first. And that doesn't have to be your real image. There's a lot of process for you to do that after. But at least you already know what you want. You're not, you know, searching from just the top of your head. You've already done the hard work of choosing what you want for your life. But, you know, after creating a vision board, the mistakes that most people make is they think about creating a vision board that's just for the pleasures of aestheticness, but not something meaningful, but because you've done all of the hard work of choosing, of really thinking about what you want for your life. You've reflected, you've done the process, you've done the hard work. Yeah, this isn't going to be a problem to you if you do it correctly. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be just aesthetic. You do need to make sure that it means something to you, because your brain will know if it's something that you just choose out of, oh, it's a pretty image. If you have goals that are either too big, too vague, or too unrealistic, that is definitely a mistake to make when you are vision boarding, because if you can see how unrealistic it is and you deep down you know that it's quite unrealistic to achieve within the next year, yeah, you're not going to achieve it because you've decided that for yourself. But if you make one small goal within that big goal, that is one step towards it, rather than, you know, seeing a really big picture of something that you want to achieve, but you just know you can't. You should also think about how this vision board is meant to show you, instead of creating a whole new personality that you definitely can't relate to. It's not meant to change your whole life 360. It's only meant to complement what you are working towards, the things that you already decided for yourself. And also, people's vision boards are going to look very, very different because we are all unique human beings. So definitely don't compare yourself with what other people have created. And again, because the whole idea of having this vision board isn't to punish yourself, but it's actually for your well-being, make sure to be calm and also be kind to yourself, because that is the whole point. There's no point creating something that is only going to break you down and make it feel worse. So now that you have a vision board, what do? You put it somewhere that you'll actually look. I printed a couple. I have one in my diary. I have one on my bedside table. And I have one in my phone on like the homepage. And so this is important because if you have it somewhere that you will actually look, it will help you to focus and just remind yourself like, oh, this is the life I wanted for myself this year. I saw a YouTuber who actually put her vision board beside like the bathroom, and she would always look at it when she brushes her teeth every day. So yeah, those are like ideas on how you can incorporate that into your life and how it's already something that you already do. Having monthly check-ins is quite important because you need to look at the vision board and also question yourself if everything is still aligning to your goals, if there are any tweaks that you need to make, especially during like the start of the new season. There's definitely a lot of things that could change, especially if, you know, no one can plan what's going to happen to them in the next 6 months. So if anything big happens and changes your goals, it's okay. Just, you know, follow through. Which is why you do need to accept that, you know, the vision board isn't permanent. You're allowed to change and people are allowed to change. And we are allowed to let our vision boards grow with us. So if we have this mindset that people are malleable and they're allowed to experiment with new ideas and new ways of living and try new experiences, I think that's already a good way of trying to make life more meaningful than it already is. So again, a vision board for me has never been a wish list. It has been something that I look at to think about what I want to do in the next year and the decisions I want to make for myself, especially when times are difficult or when I can't, you know, mentally decide for myself what I need to do. So hopefully it's something that will help you as well. I am really interested to know how your journaling process is like, and because, you know, people have different ways on how they start journaling. So let me know how that works for you. I'll see you in the next episode, and we will talk about the things I'm grateful for this year.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.